Okay, we're holding in Siman Nun Tes. We did Sif Dal. We're holding in the Shaburis of Katan Chaf Gimel. We started, and I realized we can't run through this. We need to give it a little more time. Okay, so the Ramah set a rule, the Sheikh Tzibur needs 10 people to be able to Motzi somebody else. He can Motzi somebody a yachid, even if the person's a baki, and that works for Birchus HaShachar, that works for Birchus Kriyashma, it does not work for Tefillah, but that which he's been Motzi them requires a minion. That we need 10. Bashar brachas kagoin birchas hamitzas or birchas anahenin fill a yachid moitzi as a yachid or fill a baki. So one yachid can be moitzi another yachid, even if he's a baki, without having a minion. Kilevel simin ches ach birchas anahenin yesh kama chilukim. Okay, that this halacha that a yachid can be moitzi another yachid by Birchus and Nehenin, we do not require a minion, but we do require something else. What is that? Birchus Shana Shalechem Vayayin Nechuliyama Adin Kamay Shiksavdo Kedisa Bereshim and Kubsad Gimel Sif Aleph, that you can be Moitzi them. However, Achzor Shigik Yikbu Es Atom Lizet Tahanu Shigeshu Yachan. For these brachas, you need to make a kaviyas, and then one individual can be moitzi another individual. Without a kaviyas, the Chazal say that one person cannot be moitzi another person. So chalukas rishonim whether bidi avad it works. Some hold even bidi avad it doesn't work.
That's what I was say. Like sometimes I've seen a certain person like stand up for a moitzi. So then, what happens for everybody else is listening to that person's bracha?
If they're, you know, if the mice are, they're all coming around the table together, and basically this is where they're going to eat, that's good enough for a kavius with him without, even though he's not seated. Now that this requirement of kavius, I'm not sure. So in the case of a baki being mochi a baki, you need kvias for sure. Let's say you have a baki and an eno baki. The person doesn't know how to say the bracha himself at all. I think you can mochi there even without kvias. It's only two. Ishim should bench himself. Which by passing yayin, the concept of kvias exists. By other things, they don't necessarily accept the concept of kvias. So, it's questionable whether you're actually able to moitzi somebody else in other mitzvahs, pasinayin. Mazarnis saying alamichya, be moitzi somebody else. That's not so poshut. We'll talk about that more. Sakaponim. But by Birchus Kriyashma you need 10 people. Fine. Now the new point of the Mechaber says you don't answer Amen between Avachem and Ma'isoba Abba and Shema because it's a hefsek. That'll be hefsek. Ben Kriyashma al Habracha. You're interrupting between the Bracha and Kriyashma. Kamosh also al hefsek. Ben called the Bar Mitzvah. I had no. You can't interrupt between the bracha and eating, the bracha and the mitzvah. Same thing over here. Now, Abu Birchus Yetzor, Gam Mumbayda Ladin of the Ramah Bazep, the Messiah, Kadam Sheikh Sibri, Yeshan Azomein Akhurav, Ayn Rabir Lachem. So, what he's raising is the following question. We know that there are two Birchus Kriya Shema before Shema. So, Lacharo, the same way, cannot interrupt between Habakkuk and Shema. I could argue that I can't interrupt with between Yotzer Hamar Rois and Kriya Shema either, except with what was except with that which is supposed to be said, which is the second bracha. Same like a person makes a bracha of on shofar and then a shechiyanu and then he blows a shofar. So the bracha of shechiyanu belongs there. So it's not a hefsek, but to say anything else in between, you don't say, listen, the main thing is the only drop between the second bracha and the tia shofar. But after the talk, don't drop because you have to interrupt between the bracha and the mitzvah. Obviously, that's ridiculous. You can't interrupt between either bracha and the mitzvah, except with the brother bracha which belongs there. So how do you answer main to Yetzer HaMarais according to the Machaber? Right, the same, you can't answer main to Machaber Mayusabah. You shouldn't answer to that either. So that's he's saying that that's not true. Now we understand that the arrangements of the first bracha, the first bracha is set on a general concept of the Baruch Hashem running the world. That's the first bracha. The second bracha is about the successive relationship we have with Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is expressed in the Shema. So the first bracha really acts as the backdrop to the second bracha, the Russian's power over the Bria, etc., which lends to the second bracha, which is the special, unique relationship which the Kodesh Baruch Hu has with us out of all of the nations, etc. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So, but answering to the first bracha, Amen, is not a problem. As a matter of fact, Mr. Burr said before that now in Sivkat Nirkes. So I mentioned to yesterday that he says over here you can answer main between your Semarois and Avod Abba to any bracha, not only to the bracha but it's Semarois. So I met Mr. Burr later. This Mr. Burr in Yud Ches, the truth is really later on in Siman Samavav, he brings the machlokas about this, that you're only allowed to answer to the main of Yetzer HaMarois, and then the mains, which are in general a lot of Mimasik and Kriya Shema, Birchus Kriya Shema, Kel HaKadosh, Shema Tefillah, etc. That's the sheet of the Chai Adam, that you're limited in what you're allowed to answer main by Yetzer HaMarois, but the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah that brings both sheets, Mishnah Berurah here says you can answer any main. So between Yetzer HaMarois and the Birchus Kriya Shema, and Shema, you're it's very free. That being said, between the second bracha and Shema, the Mechaber said you can't answer me. Okay. Then he says that the Shulchan Aruch says it's a hefsek, and the Ramah sends you to look at Siman Samach Aleph. Okay, so the Ramah says the minig is to answer amen. The Birchus Kriya Shema Einan Doimus the Shara Birchus Amitzus. It's not a regular Birchus Amitzus. Shere Einan Ein Mavorch and Asher Kiddushal Mitzvah Tivon Olat Likra Shema. You don't make a bracha on the command of reading Shema. L'chein Ein Chashash Mamasha Mavsik Beinoam L'Kriya Shema. That's where we have a Hakpada. You're making a bracha on the command, on the act of doing it, then you should make the bracha and then do it. Over here, you're talking conceptually about the concepts. Amen is not a contradiction to that. Now, V'ayim Rechredim Shektiku Kulam Estirei Ramah L'dino. The Ramah, the Echredim all accept the opinion of the Ramah for Ashkenazim. That what the MC and Berchas of Bercher Kadam Shech Sibir Yesh Anas Amen Achor Shech Sibir. You should answer Amen. No, so Bercher Mayusol Be'Avo.
If you get them before
Shech Sibir, right? Ach. So that's the remorse of the minig is the answer Amen. The remorse of the minig is to finish beforehand and answer Amen. That's what you do according to the remorse. Says the Achronim all agree that you definitely would say it. According to the Machaber, even if you finish Mechorin, you don't say Amen. It's a hafsik. Right? But if two people are sitting at my table and they're making brachas on their food, and one finishes his bracha and hasn't eaten yet, the other person finishes his bracha, you don't answer Amen. You can't talk between you made a bracha. You can't talk till you eat. to there's somebody finished a bracha and you have to answer main. I can't answer main right now. I'm not available to answer main. So Kohen Bechavi, you would not answer main. According to the Ramah, you should finish beforehand and answer main. Kohen Shabur says that's clear. If you did b'di'avad, finish beforehand, you answer main. The question is, what should you do? The chachila. The chachila yosetoyv. She assigned b'shava imas sheikh zibra b'li tzarach lanas amein acharab. The Mishabura says would be preferred, however, not to get involved in the situation. So how do you do that? So we have a rule: when you say a bracha together at the same time as somebody else, you don't answer amein. So if you say it with the chazan, you won't have to answer amein. Now I want to point out even if you say that by the previous opinion that you can answer amen to any bracha, but over here, even according to the minhag of the Ramah, that you do answer amen only to the bracha of a Berachah Rabbah Yisabayavah. Let's say you're davening a shul which davens after Zman Kriya Shema, and you were Yotzeh Shema by saying it earlier. So in that situation, it's not a bracha. Then it's not a problem answering amen. You cannot be masked in the bracha and the mitzvah. You're not doing a mitzvah, right? So there, in that situation, you should answer amen. There's no reason not to answer amen in that situation. So that's relevant. You know, sometimes you're davening by the later minyan on Shabbos. Sometimes there might be a situation where you're not being answered Kriya Shema then. So you would answer amen.
If you daven early, you should say amen.
What?
If you daven early, you should say amen.
If you daven early, what do you mean by daven early?
Before.
If you said Shema beforehand, yeah. You would answer Kriya Shema before davening, right? You answer Kriya Shema beforehand. So now you're going to say...
No, that Maariv before Zman Kriya Shema.
By Maariv. Well, so theoretically, yes, there is... I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about Shara. Yeah, by Maariv, it would be the same question. So theoretically, yes, only if it's a Reinal Tam holds that you can use the Shema even early. So according to the Reinal Tam, it is a Birchas Amitzis. Right, so then you, according to the time you get involved in the same Shaila, it's better not to get involved in the Chachkila, not to get involved in it. But in Echonami, in the Bidi Evid, theoretically, like everybody else, you should answer amen.
You nod also? Or signal to someone? If it's not your live Kriya Shema?
You mean that aloch of not being Murnam? I'm not sure.
Wow.
There's in you during Shema, you're not supposed to be Murnamas with any type of actions or anything, which you're supposed to focus only on Shema. If you're not being Yotzeh Shema now, you're already Yotzeh Shema earlier, you're just saying it else Kriyas HaTorah. Theoretically, and you shouldn't do it even when you're learning, you shouldn't do it when you're learning either. But is there any extra chumra over here because of the mice? It's a Kabbalah Zomach HaShemaim. I don't think that there is, but I'm not sure. Okay, Sif Hey. In Toba Birchas Yoytzer, Binyan Shetzarach Lamed Achar Tatav. So the Chazan got confused to the point that somebody else has to take over. So what does he do? Where does he take over from? Seem Tog, Mekedusha Ve'elech, Enet Shein Yitzarach, Lehaskal Alim Yimokam Shepasak. So the first Chazan got the Tzibur till after the Kedusha. Then in the last paragraph, Lekel Baruch, he got confused. So the second person will start from that point, and that's enough. Har God, Adon Shemaskel Mekedusha Ve'elech. Mitzor Kadam Kedusha Tzarech Lehaskel Baruch. If, however, the Chazan got confused before Kedusha, you have to go back to the new person takes over from the beginning of the bracha. Chavav Tachtav, Adon Shemaskel Any Yodei Lachshel Dem Kamer. He can't. He's confused, and he can't get himself back to saying it properly. Okay. Mekedusha Ve'elech Tahanu Bafanim Oyer Lekel Baruch Nimos. He said at least the Kadosh or possibly even Baruch already. So he'll do that. So Ve'elech. He continues from there. Now, so if he made a mistake in Lekel Baruch, so he said, they said Kadosh, they said Baruch. Now you're in the new paragraph of Lekel Baruch. He made a mistake. You know what? Go back to the beginning of that paragraph. But let's say we said if the Chazan got through Kadosh, you shouldn't have to go back to the beginning, but you didn't say Baruch yet. See, if you made a mistake in the phrase of Fanim, he starts there. If you made a mistake anywhere in the paragraph of the Kel Baruch, he starts at the beginning of that paragraph. So Mishabura is asking a question. In general, we have a rule that you go back to the beginning of the bracha. The bracha is the bracha over here is bracha Hashem alakenu melech olam yitzer or, and then the bracha is yitzer hamaris. It's the whole thing is one bracha. So why are you starting in the middle? You have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Shani Hacha the Kiman Sha'anu Kadosh Kadosh Misham Ela Ketchilas Bracha Dami. So we say a swara, and this swara he says from the Magen of Ram, the Bush and the Magen of Ram, that since the Maaseh there was a Kedusha which I said over there, that some element of like that's ending a thought, like you're starting a new thought of the bracha. So it's, we deal with it like I mean this like two different brachas. So the interesting question, we have this once, it happened once. So let's say during Chazar HaShatz, the Shatz is nishtatik and he can't continue. Or he's toya and he can't continue. So Lacha is, in the middle of brachas, he lost his voice, he can't speak. So if in the middle of brachas, so we start from that bracha. So he said through Mavarach Hashanim and he can't continue. So the second person starts over from the Kabbalah Shofar. He started the paragraph of the Kabbalah Shofar. The Chayav said, "Let's go back to Yosenu," and he couldn't go any further. He starts from the Kabbalah Shofar. And if there's a problem in the first three brachas, you start from the beginning again. Let's say he said the first bracha. He said the second bracha. They said Kedusha. And then he was nishtatik. Before he said the Akela Kaddish, you start from the beginning again. So we had this once on Rosh Hashanah that the Chazan, after Kedusha to the end of the bracha, there's a whole long arichas. He was nishtatik after Kedusha before he got to Akela Kaddish, hey. Hamelech Kaddish. Right? So if he could make it just Hamelech Kaddish, you would have continued Shemoneh Esrei from the second person would take over from there to the end. But if you didn't make the Malach HaKadosh, you go back to the beginning of you don't say Piyutim again. You go back to the beginning of Chazar, Mamash beginning of Chazar Shashat, you say Kedusha again. So I don't remember what happened. I remember like, you know, as was happening, I said, Gvaldeveld, if you just go like a few more lines, with, you know. But I think he tried to coax himself to the end. I don't remember what happened in the end, whether what we did, the Maisa. That, you know, it was like, not like your average halacha that you know the tip, most people know the tips of their fingertips. Like, what do we do now? You know, Rosh my Rebbe was there, so he dealt with it. But I think I was first year married, second year married at the point in time. But so why don't you say the same argument? In the same way we're saying over here that from the beginning of Yitzhar Varei Choshech till after Kadosh is like an end of a thought, and it's a new thought afterwards. You don't have to go back to the beginning. So if he made it through Kedusha, and he got messed up, and so okay, but he said Kedusha already. Right? So what are we worried about? So, but that's not the lach. Over there, he has to go back to the beginning. So over there, clearly, the end of that is all the thought of Kedusha. It's all continuation of the Hemshech of the idea of Kedusha. It's not a separate idea. The Kedush, this over here of Kedush really is independent of the Kel Baruch, it's a separate thought. So you have to differentiate between the two. Betzim really Kedusha of Yetzer Or is really almost like it's like a in a talk Kedush that is mamish part of the bracha. Over here, it's almost like it's an excuse to put it here. That's the best way of saying it. Okay. Chavtes.
It's like an excuse to put the Kedush in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chavtes. Now he said, if a person made a mistake from Kedusha Ve'elech, before Kedusha, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. You can't have two people say the one bracha. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, this is all talking about, I mean, Yotze with the Chasa. What do you mean I go back? I said it myself already at that point in time. I can't go back. So over there we just continue. It's not being dividing one bracha with two people. It's all the same. I said the whole bracha. I said some by my seat, some by the Amud. You said some by the Amud and some by your seat. Alright, we just switched places. The halacha over here is not being mighty somebody. So for us, this halacha in Berachas Kriyas Shema will not be relevant. It is relevant in Chazaras Hashatz, because there is one person being mighty, the people, their chiyuv of Chazaras Hashatz. Okay.
Wait a minute. Because even though it's really everybody is able to do it themselves, but it's still the kana of Chazar Shashat.
Whereas by over here, Berachas Kriyas Shema, we're not using the kana of being mitzvah. We're actually all saying it. Okay, Simon Samach. Bracha Shnia as Avasalam Haga v'yeshamim Avarabba v'chenogim Mechal Ashkenaz. The bracha is either Avasalam or Avarabba. V'ena b'sechas b'baruch v'nei shik smuch al brachas yetzer or v'hi poteres brachas atar ayin le'el v'simim mem zayin. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Aleph Avasalam Pirish Tchila sabracha maskelas with the words Avasalam. We say Avasalam at nighttime. He doesn't mean that this Shita holds that you say Avas the paragraph of nighttime by daytime also. The rest of the Nusach is similar to what we're saying. The only issue is the first two words, for the most part. Why do we say Ava Rabba in the morning? Fine. Even if you use the whole bracha of Marav of Avasalam, it's in bracha on Krishma, and that's fine. On the Bidiyavit at least. Beis. Kara Krishma Baloi Bracha, Yotzi de Chavis Krishma. The brachas are not ma'akev in the Kriya. Because the Kara brachas Baloi Krishma, you can then say the brachas without saying Shema. Mikra did. Zogt the Shulchan Aruch, but nearly Shatov Yitlach of Alikris Kriya Shema Ima Brachas. You should say it again with the Brachas. Why is that? You already said Shema before, and you're saying Brachas now. Why are you saying Shema again? So that's the idea that Tosis mentions in the beginning of Sefer Brachas from Yushalmi, that we will use Shema over here not to be used to the mitzvah Shema, but as part as Limud HaTorah, which allows us to start Tefillah mitoch HaLimud that we're saying over here. Mitoch Divrei Torah. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Gimel. Chazav Akari, you say it again. Mitzvah Amar Avah Gav the Enam Akvus the Kriya Shema. We are today Chavis Kriya Shema Afim Loi Berach Klal. You yotze the Shema already without the brachas. Kamokim in a chavis brachas lo yotze. You need to say the brachas. Yochel avorach b'lo kriya shema. Kloniska ra dafka kriya shema. Shem revorach hashem k'sam zom b'tzibu anu. So in this din over here, you see that's not a brachas amitzis. I mean, you see it from multiple places, right? You see it from over here that the Shulchan Aruch says mikra din. You can say the brachas without shema. We saw before that even if after the third hour, you're not doing the mitzvah Shema anymore. You say Birchas Kriya Shema. If it's a Birchas Mitzvah, it's possible, right? So the answer is like the Rashi keeps saying is because it doesn't say Asher Kisham Mitzvah Tzivon Ali Kriya Shema. So the Gabi Hefzik, it's always an interesting question. The Ramah seems to make a lot of sense. Right? Why are we makban on the main of a Hefzik when Mikra Din? We're seeing from all multiple places that it's not a Birchas Kriya Shema, Birchas Mitzvah. The purpose of this Shema is Limud HaTorah, not Kriya Shema. Okay. Gimel. Said brachas enema akvus enema akev shim hiktem shniya l'rishona yotzidei chavis brachas. So if you said the paragraph of Ava Rabba first, and the bracha of Ava Rabba first, and then the bracha of Yotzer Or, you'd be yotzei. Gimel, Sifkot and Hay. Shnei the Rishonim, who are then Imam Rebirchas, and the Yatsif, kind of Kriya Shema. Oh, Shele Brachas, Omer Achat Kriya Shema. A Filo Achat Tfilo. Yatsif Bidi Yevit. Okay, so, anyway, you can come up with to rearrange the Brachas, you'll still Yatsif. However, Vim Birach Bracha Achas, Vishnei Loi Birach Klau, so what happens over there? The Seder is not Ma'akev, but maybe you're required to say all of them to be Yotze, any of them. No, Yotze min miyah yudei chobah sush b'hisha berach v'ayin rei alocha. So the Bir Alocha raises the question, maybe the brachas are Ma'akev of each other. Right now we say the brachas are not makim each other. So this bracha I said, that bracha I didn't say. So this bracha I'm here, that bracha I'm not yotzei. No. If they're makim each other, it's all or nothing. You want to change the order, fine, but it's all or nothing. See, Mr. the Bir Lachov raises that question. Okay, Sif Dalid is a short Sif. Mr. Burr is quite extensive. Okay, I want to do Dalid and Hay together, and then we'll go back and look to Mr. Burr's. So, the truth is, actually, I want to do Dalet Hay and Sif Aleph of Sim and Samach Aleph together. Okay? Yeshamim Shein Mitzvah Tzvichas Kavona. Yeshamim Tzvichas Kavona. Lotus Basiyas Oysa Mitzvah. V'chein Alok. There's a machloikis in the Gemara, and there's a machloikis how to paskin, whether Mitzvah Tzvichas Kavona. The kavanah, which the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to have kavanah to be that you're intending to fulfill the mitzvah with this ma'aser. That's what it means. The Aruch Hashulchan's lashon is you think two words: l'shem mitzvah. No, l'shem yichud kishu brichu. No, kinyan bucham and movements. No, none of that. You just think two words: l'shem mitzvah. You've fulfilled the level of kavanah which is necessary for the mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. The point is, if you have kavanah, the shame, this opinion holds is you have that they, unless you do the ma'isa for the purpose of the command of, because it's a command, it's an action. It's not an action of a commandment. A mitzvah means there's a mitzvah, and you're a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah. So if I do it because the Russian, because there's a command, I'm doing an act of command. Otherwise, what I'm doing is reading a book. So he holds the mitzvah is oif katan. It's a misasik ba'almud. It's oif katan, but you didn't do it. You're an oisik in mitzvah unless you have kavanah. That's one type of kavanah. Second type of kavanah is sifhei. Karish ma'abal akivin liba b'posik rishon. You didn't have understanding of what you're saying. You weren't focused on what you're saying in the first posik. Shushma yisrael lo yotzei rechavasa. So the mitzvah is kavanah applies to all of the mitzvah, not just to the first posik, it applies to the whole thing. There's a second kavanah, which is, what are you saying? That's required to understand what you're saying in the first pasuk. Vashar, im lo kivan liboy, filo hayakar b'tara o magia ha-parshiyos o'ela b'oynos kriyashma, yotzer b'shehu shekivan liboy b'pasuk rish. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifchat Yudal points out that these are two different kavanahs. Okay? Then in Simon Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, Yikra Kriyashma Bekavana, Be'ema Be'ira Bereses Ubezeyah. So that you should read this. This Kavana over here is not referring to the idea of Kavana of understanding. So that's not referring to the Kavana of being the Shem Mitzvah. It's referring to the Kavana of that you should be doing it with the awareness of the awe of the concept of doing a mitzvah, which is like more like a conceptual, you know, the awe of Kabbalah Tomach Shemaim, which comes with it. So there's really three different Kavanas over here. So let's go back to Siftal. Siftal was, we introduced this machloik as whether Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah or Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichas Kavanah. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Zayin really clarifies this point again. Yesh Armim, Da, Delefi HaMispar Min HaPoiskim, Shnei Kavanas Yesh LeMitzvah. There are two Kavanas in a Mitzvah. Okay. Achas, Kavanas HaLev, LeMitzvah Atzma. You need to focus on what you're doing. You have to be aware of what the action of the mitzvah is for the purpose of understanding the mitzvah. By kriya shema would mean understanding the words, etc. Vashen is kavana lotzeis bo. You have kavana to fulfill the obligation of the command. That is yichavan the kaim bezeg kasher tivo Hashem. You should be chavan for Hashem to do what Hashem wants you to do. Koshikosu b'bach simen ches. Now. This bach that he's referring to is like this. The bach raises a question. There are three times in the Torah where the Torah uses the word leman. That the Torah, when it talks about a mitzvah, it says that this mitzvah is in order that. It says by tzitzis, leman tizkru, by sisemes kol mitzvah. So you wear tzitzis in order to remember the mitzvahs. You should wear tefillin l'man tiyah taras Hashem b'ficha. You should sit in the sukkah l'man yedo dorei seichem. In order that. So let's say I sit in the sukkah and I don't think about the idea that the Bereshim wants me. I should sit in the sukkah in order to know the Bereshim was b'sukkah s'r shaftes b'nei Yisrael. I'm not thinking about that b'klal. So I sat in the sukkah, and the purpose of the sukkah, the Torah says the purpose is the manyer of the reseichem. Am I yotze b'diavad or not? Am I yotze or not? So the Bach says, if the Torah says leman, in order that, that's required. So that's neitoisiv to the mitzvah sirchas kavana that we have over here, which is the shame mitzvah.
So you need to have both kavanas.
You have to think, I'm doing it because of the tzivah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order that, I should remember that Hashem gave us sukkahs to sit in by tzivah of the son of Mitzray. I put on tefillin for the shame mitzvah in order to have Torah Hashem Beficha, which we explain that means the four parashas where the Torah gives of tefillin have different Yisrael Samuna, and the Ma'atiyah Torah Hashem Beficha means these limudim from these parashas you must think about when you put on tefillin. So that's the paragraph you say before in Hinei Mechav and Menachot Tzilin Lekayim. It says, Bari, I'm doing the Shem Mitzvah. And to remind of the Yichud and the Achdus, and he's the etc. That concept. So the Bach says over there that you have this requirement of Laman. So this is Kavanah Nitoisiv to the Mitzvah's Kavanah. It's a bitty habit if you didn't have that Kavanah. You just had the Kavanah of the Shem Mitzvah. So Supreme Kavanah says you're Yotzei. Now they should know that's not so posh that you know your yard say, because even though the Prima Godim says yes, and Mishabur quotes the Prima Godim. But the Aruch Lanier wrote a sefer on Hilchos Sukkah called Bikur Yaakov. So Bikur Yaakov, beginning Hilchos Sukkah, holds it that it's Ma'akev B'diyevit. So a person will sit in a sukkah and not think Laman Yedu the Reseichem keep a sukkah Hashavti, according to Bikur Yaakov, that the Bach is saying you're not your mitzvah sukkah. Pashas according to that Bikur Yaakov should it be true by tefillin. And by tzitzis also, if you're saying that when the Torah says laman, it's ma'akev in the kiyama mitzvah. So according to them, if you put on tefillin and you don't think about those things, Shachar explains the mantia. Beis Yosef says means these limudim from the parashas where the Torah wrote, which are in the tefillin. Or a person puts on tzitzis and doesn't think about laman tzitzis kruvas yisemes chol mitzvah soy. So according to the Bikur Yaakov, you're not your tzitzis. You're not your tefillin. It's a pshutin good thing. So punkt over here, the paragraph before which mentions it. So by tefillin, it mentions it very clearly. It says, leaving out the Kabbalistic concept of you know yichud etc. But then after the first two lines, it says hinim mechavim and chus tefillin lekayim mitzvahs bari. That's the mitzvahs of kavana of tzivui, and it says it's remember all these things which you're supposed to remember. By tzitzis, it's interesting. Some sidurim have. You know, it talks about wrapping me up in this beautiful talus of the Tzvi Chachamim, the Chalukah Drabbanon, etc. All those beautiful things. Kanesha Yarakinoi doesn't mention Lantis Kovas Yisemes Kol Mitzvosoy in the standard Siddur. Some Siddurim have that also in the paragraph. But really, that clearly should be, you know, at least a person should think it. I mean, it's not going to say at least you should think it because according to the Bikur Yaakov, it says, according to the Bach, it's the Chachila. Excuse me. According to the Prima Godin, the Bach is the Chachila. According to the Bikur Yaakov, the Bach is even Midiyevit. So that's the Bach, which is. But besides that, you need to have the regular kavana, which is to be mekaven tziva Hashem. Those words, the Shem Mitzvah. Okay, we're not going to go too much. I'll just tell you a crazy mice. I was once, there's an article by a Reform rabbi in Cleveland. So he says he doesn't like the title Bar Mitzvah. A boy turns bar mitzvah. So the Rav Chanan said that the correct title should be bal aveira, because still he's potter from his aveiras, now he's chayv in aveiras. He's not doing the mitzvahs, you know, the reform, so he should be a bal aveira. Okay, that's what Rav Chanan goes up. But this reform rabbi says mitzvah means there's a command. If there's a command, there's a commander. There's someone who's commanded. We don't believe in a commander. We don't believe in a commandment. We don't believe in being commanded.
That's intellectually honest.
So he says, so what should we call him? If you can't call him a bar mitzvah, what should we yet call him? He says, we should call him a ben Torah. Why a ben Torah? He says, even though we don't believe in the divine origin of Torah Chas V'Sholom, but we admit that the reason why, that's my Chas V'Sholom, right? We admit that the reason why Klai Yisrael exists all these generations is because of the Torah. That's what he writes. A fascinating article. Like you know, and he's being honest. Okay. So, Mr. says, Mr. Reform Rabbi, you're Mr. Reform Rabbi, right? You're wrong. Right? There's a commander. There's a commandment, and we are commanded. Okay.